The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday! Woo-hoo! Happy Valentine's Day! Woo-hoo! Happy All-Star Weekend!
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
So much
busy weekend.
Well, let's do this. Let's get to the first talkback of the day.
Yo, good morning, guys. Happy Valentine's. Happy Chug Will Friday.
Oh, no.
Happy whatever you guys want to call it. But anyways, Graham, you're right. Us guys, we don't think about Valentine's Day till the last minute. Thank God I got a local Safeway that closes pretty late and went over there for my break. Got me some nice roses, some chocolate, and the card. And no crowd. Oh, man, winning. All right, you guys, go Mets.
Go Mets.
Yeah, go Mets.
Go Mets.
Safeway will always bail a guy out in the last minute. I can't tell you how many times since Safeway has saved my own butt. You can get your flowers there. You can get
a
card there.
Shop.
You can get a balloon there. You can get the chocolates. You get everything you need.
Champagne.
And at a good
strawberries.
Yes.
Whipped cream.
Yeah. And at a not crazy Valentine's markup. They don't have the handcuffs.
Oh,
yeah.
Lately.
I don't know about
okay,
that.
Never
yeah.
mind.
Graham, do you feel like a little bit embarrassed knowing that people are kind of judging that you went so last minute?
He just said every guy is last minute. Did you hear the first talk
back?
Every guy is last minute.
So you might not feel judgment from other guys, but maybe from other ladies like, ugh, look at this guy.
No,
I don't judge because what are you going to do? Go pick up the flowers the week before?
Like, that's a good point.
You
can't.
That is a good point.
The chocolates are going to melt. The strawberries are going to turn, you know, all moldy. And the flowers are going to wilt.
Yeah, the handcuffs are... Oh, never mind.
They're still there. Yeah. Do you get the furry ones or like the...
When I said that, I imagined pink furry handcuffs.
Got it. Those are the ones you have in your nightstand?
No.
Sure.
Second talkback of the day?
Yeah, why the hell not?
Well, sorry, I say happy Friday. Enjoy your long weekend. And happy Valentine, all the ladies single on the LA, California. Listen, the show number one is 94.9 FM on the Wizards.
Woo!
On the Warriors. Let's go, Warriors. And happy Valentine's Day, guys.
I think did he say the JV Show's number one in LA? I hadn't checked, but that would be huge.
Can you check on that, Graham?
Yeah. Wait. Yep. JV Show, number one in LA.
Let's go.
That's huge. That's a big market.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Right now it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
This is not a drill. I repeat, this is not a drill, people.
What?
Apple and Google have restored TikTok to their app stores after the ban.
But I just bid $10,000 on a phone on eBay that had TikTok.
Return it. Give it back.
It's too late.
Yeah, so if you got a new phone or if you deleted TikTok thinking it was over for good, you listen to me right now. You get on that phone, you get in the app store, and you download it back right now.
Yes.
You hear me?
It's back temporarily, though. We don't know if they reach a deal yet. The Warriors are heading into the All-Star break with a win. They beat the Rockets in Houston last night, 105-98, behind 27 points from Steph Curry. Jimmy Butler, despite crapping his pants the night before, bounced back in a fresh pair of shorts to score 19 points. The Warriors are now 28-27 on the season, still in 10th place in the Western Conference, but appear to be trending upwards since acquiring Jimmy Butler.
Oh, Matt! Yes. We've made it through the rain, you guys. A few lingering sprinkles, but nothing that will ruin your Valentine's Day plans. So enjoy the day today. Bundle up, and highs will be in the upper 50s.
So you're saying it's not going to be a wet Valentine's Day?
No, just a little sprinkly one.
Enjoy the dryness. Hey, Pisces besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9.
Ooh.
You are exceptionally brilliant over the next three weeks with Mercury in your sign.
Wow.
Write, record, and share your creative ideas. Selena, is Jess a Pisces? Is that why she's all juiced
up?
She
is.
Yeah.
Do you have any creative ideas you'd like to share?
Yeah, are you like a rapper or anything that we don't know about?
I'm not.
Give us some creative ideas. Like, give us something.
I don't have any today. I need to come up with them today. That's what my horoscope said. Yeah. Hey, a 9? I'll take it. I'm here for that.
I mean, not if it doesn't really like apply to you, though.
Well, it said I'm brilliant, and it does apply.
Exactly. It doesn't
That's
apply
how I
to you.
That's a beat for the wrong sign. I must have read the wrong one.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So all the earthquakes yesterday, Graham, they were in Hayward. That was the epicenter. You're in Napa. Did you feel anything?
No.
At all.
Well, what are these things measure?
Okay, well, they weren't really, really big ones, but me being in Hayward, and I felt like,
oh my God.
We felt like we were on top of the earthquake. Like, it happened literally underneath our house. So when we got in work yesterday, remember I told you about the smaller one that had happened like 5 a.m.?
Yep. Yeah, and it was like a 2.7.
That was a 2.7.
That's like an old man shaking his fist at the rain. Like,
right.
That's not an earthquake.
I didn't even feel that one.
Right.
But then before, just before noon at 11:52, we had two back-to-back ones, a 3.4 and a 3.2.
Okay, you could feel those.
That one shook the house. Really? And it was just like one, at least for me, it felt like one big jolt, we thought, because of the storm, like a tree had like fallen in our house. That's what it felt like. The entire thing shook.
Oh my God.
That's it was scary. So scary. And even my daughter was like, Mom, there was an earthquake. I'm scared. Like, it's a lot crazier when it hits closer to home.
Yeah, the epicenter being Hayward. Yeah. I blame Hayward. It's clearly your
That's
fault.
That's fine. I'll take that.
Earthquake weather. I mentioned that yesterday.
Yep, you guys did.
Sometimes you get that big storm, the rainy weather. I always thought earthquake weather was like when it was hot and rainy.
That's what I thought.
But
earthquakes don't discriminate, apparently, which is fine. Hey, we're not a discriminatory show.
Earthquakes just like the rain, I guess. Yeah. Like, hey, it's raining. Let's shake things up.
But then there was another one a couple hours later, a 3.7.
Really?
Stuff.
So after all of that, I think all of Hayward is pretty shook.
Literally, but also like, what is happening?
That was good. I mean, look, is it a sign that a bigger one is coming?
No.
Is that all the tension that needed to be released from that section of the fault and we're good now for a little while? You don't know.
So.
That's always the crazy thing. Even when you do have a really big earthquake, they're always like, well, there's a 20% chance that's just the before shock, basically. And then there still could be a bigger earthquake that's on the way. That's always the thing that's kind of interesting, because you think of there being a big earthquake and then a bunch of smaller aftershocks. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily always work that way. Sometimes you get a smaller one and then boom, the big one.
Be
prepared, everybody.
Oh, no. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, you have to go to JV Morning Show on Instagram to see this crazy video. There was a father and son. They were kayaking off the coast of Chile, and a humpback whale comes breaching out of the water and just totally swallows the son.
Oh my God.
Gobbles him right up.
Oh my God.
He goes right in, and then luckily,
he's back.
Luckily, he gets the whale, spits him out when the whale realizes, I ain't trying to eat a whole dude in a kayak. Like, that's not for me, bro. And he gets spit back out. Can you imagine getting swallowed by a whale? Now, the thing that, again, go watch the video because it's crazy and you just can't,
I can't think of anything scarier.
Minding your own business in a kayak. And I love you can hear the dad. Now, he's saying it in Spanish, but you can hear him say, relax, just relax. What do you mean relax? I just got swallowed by a humpback whale, dad.
There's not a single person who would be in a calm, nice mood.
And very scary because the area that they are, the water's really cold and, you know, it's just kind of a sketchy area. But he was able to, I guess, swim over to the dad's kayak and they made it safely back to shore. Wasn't injured or anything. But relax!
I think for most of it,
just relax!
Like, you wouldn't even know what's happening. It happened so fast.
You happened just see so it. Fast.
You would just see, like, the lights go out and it
came from behind him. I don't even think he realized what had happened.
I thought it was, like, in the movie Pinocchio and then you, like, light a candle
in there for a little bit.
Eventually the whale sneezes because of the smoke and he spits you back out. But this guy gets spit back out really, really quickly. Is that from the movie Pinocchio or am I making that up?
Yeah, that is.
I feel like I've seen it somewhere.
Yeah.
All right.
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
Just checking. Thank you, JV Show Research Department on that.
That's me and Jess. We're not the best.
The other thing I was thinking about, though, was this is not the first time we've seen a video of a kayaker nearly getting swallowed by a whale. There was one like a year or two ago.
What the heck?
I've often thought, man, it'd be kind of cool to go out kayaking and, you know, get out on the water. And then I go, no, I don't want to get swallowed by a whale. That happened to me one time in college.
We're just going to leave that there.
Would you want to explain?
Nope. Never mind. I wasn't supposed to say that.
You know what? A lot of people are going to be doing that today. So it's. Yeah. I think it's fine. Valentine's it's very, very fitting.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Ooh. Let's talk about Valentine's Day deal breakers, though, you guys. Mainly for gifts, here are the do's, well, mainly the don'ts, actually. Forgetting to get your partner anything. But this is obviously different if you establish that you're not getting each other something, right?
But we've also established even when
That's true.
You say we're not doing gifts this year, you still low-key like expect that person to get you something. And when they don't, you're disappointed.
Let me ask you ladies this. Well, has there ever been a Valentine's Day where you got snubbed and you didn't get anything?
Yeah, when I was younger.
Oh, no. Did you want to talk about it?
Not really.
But you were expecting that you were going to get something. You were waiting for the roses or whatever, and then nothing came.
Maybe in the beginning. But then after a while, you get used to not getting stuff.
Oh, my God.
Oh, a little piece of my heart just broke into little pieces.
Wow. It's like we're learning why Selena's heart is so tiny.
I know.
I'm not the Grinch. I'm fine.
It's four sizes too small.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah. It's not. I'm fine.
But we've gotten to the root
of it.
It's fine.
That's part of it. It's definitely, we've peeled back one layer of the onion and tried to figure out more.
Are you Shrek? Or are you
what? Why would she ask me if I'm Shrek?
Because peeling the onion.
I don't understand the reference.
Oh, okay.
Let me add, back to the Valentine's Day and the gifts thing.
Yeah.
Here's one question from a guy standpoint, because guys, we probably want to know this.
Okay.
Is it acceptable to just get flowers or whatever the gift is, right, and no card? Or is a card a must where you, like, pour out all your mushy feelings? Like, I can't imagine spending my life with anyone but you. You're the best. I can't. I'm so lucky I get to spend Valentine's Day with you. Do we have to do that also? Because I usually do that, but I feel like sometimes I'm like, oh, here's this big bouquet of flowers or whatever, and that's all, you know. Happy Valentine's Day. Does there need to be the sappy card?
I'll answer since Jess is... Jess, open your mouth and nothing was coming out.
It's just like there was a bubble above her head with no words in it.
Here's what I'm going to say. There doesn't always have to be a card, but if there is going to be a card, I expect a long, sappy message about how much you love me and how I'm the greatest person ever and this and that and that. Or I'm fine with no card at all. Don't do a card, though, and then just say, Happy Valentine's Day, love so-and-so. I'd rather not have a card if that's all you're going to... If that's all the effort you're going to put into it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No, totally. But... I guess to reiterate, there doesn't have to be a card.
For me, there doesn't have to be one.
Because I was going, I don't have a card yet. I've got the flowers for today. But I don't have the card. And I was like, oh, I better get to the store and fill something out.
A card, I will say, puts your gift to the next level.
It does. I still have every single card my man has ever given me.
My wife does too, and I have most of the cards that my wife has given me as well, just something nice to keep. But what I noticed in the move was that each year when I write the card, look, a whole year has passed, and each time I'm writing that card, I'm writing that thing like it's the first time I've ever written a Valentine's Day card. And then you see some of the ones from the past, I'm like, oh man, I wrote the exact same thing the year before, but I can't remember what I wrote the year before. So each time I'm like, wow, this is real. I'm really putting into words how I feel this year. This is it. And not realizing that I've written damn near the exact same thing the last 8 years in a row.
Yeah, because how many different ways can you say I love you and Happy Valentine's Day? Like,
yeah, exactly.
But it's special every year, so just do it again.
Fine.
Yeah, I think a card just elevates the gift. Okay, another Valentine's Day deal breaker is something that is clearly re-gifted. I don't know who is doing this, but maybe if a guy has a bottle of wine that they were given once and they're like, hey, here you go, sweetie.
What about some lingerie that they
left on their
floor? Hell no.
Here you go. I think you'd look good in these.
So lingerie is actually on this list of the worst gifts you can give to someone for Valentine's Day. And I kind of touched on this yesterday when we had Dr. Sadie Allison in studio. But according to this, lingerie is the one thing, or one out of a few things, that you do not want to gift to your girlfriend or your wife for Valentine's Day.
Interesting.
Have you ever done this, Graham?
Nope.
I think this can go sideways for a couple different reasons. One, like when you're giving it to someone, are you expecting her to like put it on that night?
Yep.
There's a lot of preparation that goes in, you know, for a woman to be ready to like show that much, you know?
I think in a guy's mind,
the babushka wasn't like cleaned up enough, you know?
I think in a guy's mind, if you were giving that gift, I think you're expecting that it's getting broken out. If not that night, very, very soon. The reason I've never done that, well, I don't know. It seems a little cheesy to me. But also, if I had to go into the store, I wouldn't even know where to begin. I don't know what size she wears. Like, you know what I mean?
And
it's very awkward and uncomfortable.
Right, and there's so many different styles, and there's only a couple that I think, you know, women are comfortable. Like, everyone has their own styles, what I'm trying to say.
True.
There's going to be a lot of different types that she might feel uncomfortable in. And for you, I mean, you just find
like the moose
muffins,
like, the sticking up the top.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I can see
exactly.
That. Yeah, I can see moose muffin. Hey, yeah, if you did not listen to yesterday's show when we had Dr. Sadie Allison on, a lot of good Valentine's Day and adult love topics covered there. That was really our Valentine's Day episode was yesterday. Go back and podcast that part of it. Very, very I think it was very informative and also very funny.
It was. Yes. Also, really quick on the list of things to not get someone for Valentine's Day, it says any alcohol, which, hey, I welcome that.
Yeah,
I think that's a bad gift. Bottle of champagne, I will gladly take that. I don't know why bath salts is on this list. Do not get somebody bath salts for Valentine's Day.
The drug or the actual bath salts?
The actual bath salt.
Oh.
But that sounds relaxing.
Of the best Valentine's Day gifts, watches, chocolate, scarves. I do not want a scarf for Valentine's Day. Give that to your grandma. I don't want it.
Okay.
And then, Graham, you're going to love this one. Kitchenware. one of the best Valentine's Day gifts.
What?
Get your woman that Cuisinart she's always wanted.
Cuisinart?
Isn't that like a mixer thing?
Is that like the brand?
Yeah, whatever. They make kitchen mixers, don't they? Yes, get your Cuisinarts.
I feel like that's kind of sexist. It says get in the kitchen, you know?
Me returning the air fryer I was going to give my wife today with the flowers.
But according to this expert, sure, get the air fryers and the toaster ovens and all that.
Right. All right. I guess.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. Matt from San Jose. I want to give a Valentine's Day shout out to my baby daddy, Anthony. Happy Valentine's Day. Love you.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah, get your Happy Valentine's Day talk backs in.
Do those get a Who Gives a Fart? Or is that only birthday?
That's a good point. I think they do.
Who gives a fart?
All right.
There you go.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Bro, fans are accusing Shakira of straight up copying Beyonce's Renaissance tour. So Shakira just kicked off her
Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran
world tour. She had her, Jess is our resident Spanish speaker.
So what's the name of the tour?
Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran.
Yeah, that's what
I thought. Just to make sure everything is pronounced correctly, we leave that to Jess here. She had her first, Shakira, she had her first tour stop a couple of nights ago in Brazil, and everyone was like, oh my God, this is clearly Beyonce's Renaissance tour. People are talking about this huge screen that Shakira used to display the name of her tour, which again is
Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran.
Because Beyonce did the same thing on her tour, and the signs look really, really similar, like the silver writing, even like the size and the shape of the sign. Shakira also, during her show, she brings out this huge, like, metallic wolf. Remember on Renaissance, on the Renaissance tour, Beyonce had the giant, like, horse?
Oh.
So for Shakira,
wolf, horse. She brings out a wolf. They're different.
They're different, but
they look the same.
well, I mean, it goes with some of Shakira's songs, but you just bring out a giant silver metallic statue. Come on.
Yeah.
Beyonce did that.
And it had horse hooves, which was the weird part. They clearly just used the prop from the other tour and put a different head on it.
But then also her tour outfits. Go to JV Morning Show. That's our Instagram. Is this posted,
yes.
Jess? Go check out Shakira. There's one picture in particular that is going viral because it is exactly Beyonce's outfit. Like, tell me this is not giving Renaissance. JV Morning Show, our Instagram.
Her outfit's giving me more Michael Jackson vibes, to be honest, but
maybe Jess posted the wrong picture.
I think I might have posted the wrong one.
Well, she's wearing an all silver getup, and then Beyonce's got a silver thing that's a lot more revealing.
So there is another outfit that I'll get up right now, but if you look, I also posted Beyonce's outfit, and that's the one that people are comparing
it is dead on.
But I will get that picture, the correct one, up right now.
While you're doing that, we got to talk about Justin Bieber, because what the heck are you doing? What are you doing? He's only reigniting rumors that he and Hailey are not on the same page. He left a comment on one of Keke Palmer's Instagram posts and included a heart eyes emoji.
Bieber did?
Yes.
How dare you, Bieber?
You don't do that. Even fans are like, what are you doing?
I think something might be happening with him, you guys.
Is this? We've made some JV Show prediction journals about this, I'm almost certain. And the stories just keep coming out.
It's ending about this year, for sure.
You think so?
Yes.
So you want to change your prediction?
What was my prediction before?
Your prediction, I got to go back to the prediction journal, but I'm pretty sure you saw them staying together for at least a while longer.
No, this year.
This year?
It's over.
Okay, I did see a blind item, you guys. Somebody said, now as you may remember, blind items are just things that are submitted like anonymously. Somebody said the North of the Border singer is like in a really bad state right now. He really needs some professional help that he's not getting. And people seem to think that there might be some substance abuse issues. And he was recently seen out and about in public wearing just a robe.
He looks
and
crazy.
Like a comfy outfit, but with a robe out in public. So people were like, something's going on here.
Wasn't there that one time that he was out in public? He was like sitting in a tree talking to squirrels. Wasn't that Bieber also? I mean, he's had moments.
Was that him?
He's had moments like this. I swear there was a time
he was like climbing to squirrels.
He was like climbing in a tree in a park or something.
What?
Don't you remember this?
He was like eating a burrito like sideways or some weird way. I think that might be what you're talking
there
about.
There was also that.
And if that ain't drug use, I don't know what.
Something's clearly wrong.
But we do hope that I don't think he and Hailey are going to last. But in all seriousness, Justin's been through a lot.
Yes.
He's clearly got something going on. That's nothing to joke about. I hope that he is okay.
Yeah.
Graham, what do you have?
All right. Unfortunately for NBA fans, this year's All-Star Weekend, which is upon us, it's this weekend, we are not going to be getting a rematch of Steph versus Sabrina. Not Sabrina Carpenter, Sabrina Ionescu. If you remember, Steph Curry took on Sabrina, the WNBA star, in a three-point shootout. And everybody loved it. We thought, wow, this is really cool. It's groundbreaking. It's something new. Curry ended up winning that shootout 29-26. But afterwards, they both agreed, rematch going down again next year. Well, here we are. It's next year. And everyone assumed it was happening this weekend, but the NBA announced yesterday that it's not going down. So clearly it was in the works up until, I don't know, things fell apart and they said they weren't able to, they said they had a plan in place, but they weren't able to execute it. I don't know how hard it is to get two people out on the court and have
shoot them some balls,
shoot some baskets. The other thing that there were apparently talks of happening was a 2-on-2 format where they were going to have Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Caitlin Clark joined into the mix because Caitlin Clark was a WNBA Rookie of the Year, and there was some talks of that, but that also fell apart in recent weeks. So I guess we're just back to regular old All-Star Weekend stuff, although there will be that new NBA All-Star Game format where there's four teams. I broke this down in
it's
a previous
so confusing. Episode.
It's very confusing, so I guess they're just going to focus on that this year and their traditional three-point shootout, but
okay.
A lot of people, myself included, I thought they should have done Steph Curry versus Caitlin Clark this year. Like, that
would
have been a super cool three-point shootout. And why is that difficult to put together? I'm still trying to figure that out. WNBA, like, or WNBA and NBA here?
Not sure.
Where was the breakdown in this? It's not that hard.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. It's Joanne from Concord. Just wanted to send a quick shout-out to my son, Jackson, getting ready for his Valentine's Day brunch. Happy Valentine's Day, Jackson. Mom and Dad love you.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Who gives a fart?
Valentine's Day brunch.
That sounds nice.
Is that happening at school?
Yeah,
I didn't get a Valentine's Day brunch at school.
Yeah, me either. I wonder if they get little heart-shaped, like, waffles.
Oh, and little mimosas for the kids.
Extra heavy on the champagne, obviously, to make them tolerable.
All right, we were just talking about Shakira. Fans are accusing her of completely ripping off Beyonce's Renaissance tour for her new tour that kicked off this week.
Morning, JV Show. Beyonce actually copied Lady Gaga and Katy Perry on their tour stuff, if you ever look at their things. But, you know, everybody copies everybody. It's honestly just the wardrobe people making outfits for them.
They probably all share the same wardrobe people.
And, like, set designers and stuff. Yeah. But, like, how if somebody uses fireworks at their show, are they like, oh, my God, you copy the
you
other
guy. You totally copied me.
Somebody else uses fireworks at their show. Like, there's only so much you can do, right?
Also, I feel like it kind of sucks for every artist that tries to use any sort of metallic outfits after Beyonce, because
Beyonce
then everybody's going to say,
Beyonce owns that.
Good morning, JV Show. Ernesto from Concord. Happy Valentine's Day and happy four-day weekend off for you guys. Okay?
Huh?
You know, you guys don't work on Monday. Selena, you wrong with Shakira. I don't know if you remember, but a long time ago, she has a big cobra and a huge screen, too. That was a long time ago, and I can prove it. I can send it to you a video if you want to. So you are totally wrong. I'm not defending her. I'm not from Colombia. I'm from Mexico. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, take that, Selena.
Okay, two things. Are we taking 4 days off? This is news to me. Are we off for four days?
We have Monday off. It's President's Day, but let me just do the math here. Saturday, Sunday,
Monday,
and then carry the one.
Hey, you're wrong, three. Ernesto. You're wrong.
Wait, so does that mean Ernesto wants us to take Tuesday off as well?
I think it does, and we're totally down to do that.
Wait, didn't Taylor Swift have a giant snake at her show?
Yes.
Wait, then that means Shakira stole that from Taylor Swift.
Here's what I want to say. Don't come for me. I'm just telling you why fans are mad and what they're accusing her of, okay? How dare you say I'm lying? I made it up. I'm not just lying up here, okay? Yeah, she had the cobra on stage in 2018, but this week she unveiled the big wolf, and she already copied everything else on her tour from Beyonce, so having a big creature up
and
there
Selena's
on stage.
And Selena's not from Colombia either. She's from Mexico.
Yeah, so she Selena's, but whatever.
We'll just okay.
Let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show Chug Mug. She's got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave those guesses on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. All right, here is today's clip.
I think it's best practice to pull out, but some people like to leave their all the way in there, which I think is a total gamble. Seriously, whoa. You are rolling the dice on that. All right, you know the rules, people. Risky. This is a family show, so keep those guesses PG, but you do want to get those guesses in quick because only the very first correct answer of the morning is going to win that JV Show Chug Mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, Graham.
What's up, Selena? What's up?
Hi, Jess.
Hey.
And you listening, happy Valentine's Day to you. We're trying to give you this JV Show Chug Mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, if you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. Now, in case you missed today's clip, here it is.
I think it's best practice to pull out, but some people like to leave their all the way in there, which I think is a total gamble.
Oh, still paying for it. What? 13 years later.
Yeah, well, all the way for 18 years, you have to pay.
Well, for me, 13 right now. So.
Right. You guys, no, that's gross. Not what it is.
I know. It's a family show, you sickos. Yeah. God, you're so gross. That's why you love the JV Show. Thank you for that, by the way. All right, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Mark from Hayward, and I think the missing word is stocks.
Put your money in some stocks. You don't. You want to leave it in there. Leave it in there. But that's not
a
it.
Really good guess. Yeah.
Victor from San Jose. So my guess is going to be credit card, debit card. Thanks, guys.
That's a popular guess this morning.
That's okay,
one too.
I do always feel sketchy when it's like, leave your card in here, and then it locks it in there.
I'm it's like, why are you
busy stealing all my information? Why can't I just tap this thing and go?
Good morning, JV Show. Samantha from Martinez. My guess is tea bag. It's the clean version of that. That is. Have a good one.
Tea bag. That's not it.
Great guess, though. All right, you guys continue to leave those talk facts. What do you think today's bleeped out word is? One rule, this is a family show, but you already knew that. Get those guesses in now. Going to play more coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Hi, and what the bleep, where you just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, and we'll send you a chug mug. Easy peasy. So in case you missed today's clip, here it is.
I think it's best practice to pull out, but some people like to leave their all the way in there, which I think is a total gamble.
Totally.
Wow. Seriously,
just remember, this is a family show, so that word is always something clean. We promise. All right, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Alicia and Janessa from Vallejo, and we think the bleeped out word is toothbrush.
Toothbrush.
You got to leave that in there so it could do its work. Do you guys have an electric toothbrush?
I used to.
I don't, but I would want to get one.
I'm going to switch back to electric.
It's 2025. You guys are still using the old trusty from the 1940s?
Yeah, you know.
I just, like most electric toothbrushes, they turn off after 2 minutes or whatever the recommended time was. I was just curious if you guys ever get to the 2 minute mark.
No, even when I had the electric, I shut off before
that. Yeah, me too.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Brian, Dominic, and Nico from Concord. We believe the bleeped out word is 401k. Thank you.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
That was a popular guess this morning, the 401k. I don't know. I wouldn't know. I don't have one.
Come to us for financial or toothbrushing advice.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kimberly from San Jose. My guess is saving. Have a good day, guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Similar to that 401k. Ooh. Those were popular guesses this morning, but nope.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Charlie Concord. No guests today. I just wanted to say happy Friday. I love you all. Have a good Valentine's Day. Enjoy your evening. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your Monday. And Graham, don't worry about it. One guy to another, this is the ladies' day. Our day is March 15th. And if you don't know what that is, look it up. Love you.
I hate when people bring that up. Nobody actually celebrates that.
Wait,
stop.
What is
we
that?
Should.
Steak and Boudre Day. Nobody does that.
It's a steak and a J day. Yeah, why not? It seems like that's the holiday that us guys really want.
Yeah.
We don't want a heart-shaped box of chocolates. But, okay. We want that day.
Got it. But have you ever actually celebrated that day?
Until this year, 2025, us guys no longer will be cast into the shadows
it
and not celebrate the day
where
I'm organizing a march down to City Hall 1 p.m. this
afternoon.
I'm busy
that day. Graham, so did we not get a winner today?
We did not have a winner today. We stumped them today. I wanted to give away our Valentine's Day chug mug, but we couldn't do it.
So here's today's clip, unbleeped.
I think it's best practice to pull out, but some people like to leave their s'more all the way in there, which I think is a total gamble.
S'more. Oh.
Now, that was a tricky one, but what's your guys' technique? Because in my mind, there's the proper way to make a s'more, and that is to, you got to get the marshmallow in by the coals, and then you have to pull it back out, let it cool down, because it's going to start smoking like it's going to catch on fire, and I'm not a catch on fire kind of guy. And then you got to put it back in, let it get super hot again, it's about to start smoking, then you got to pull it back out again, and no, you got to go back and forth, and that way it cooks evenly all the way through for maximum meltiness. Those of you that just throw it in there, catches on fire, the outside gets black and crispy and the inside's still cold.
And it's
you're
perfect
doing it all. No, you want that thing.
Yeah,
baked.
I light mine on fire.
You want it baked all the way through, so maximum gooiness.
I just don't have the patience for that.
You light it on fire, it
you play around with it like a wand.
It only lights on one
hair
side.
On fire.
You're like, what are you, so five?
Then, yeah.
You pull it out,
you blow it out,
put it back in, let it burn some more.
That's how a 6-year old makes their s'mores. Make it the real way, the right way.
Nah.
Anyway.
Anyways, no winner today. Gosh,
no,
dang it.
No,
but we'll play again next week. Who knows what day? I'm not sure. Yeah. Maybe Monday, maybe not. Maybe Tuesday. We'll see.
Probably Tuesday.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV crew. I'd like to wish my son Eric with the curly hair a happy 13th birthday in song form. I hear voices changing and hair on your chin. You'll grow some hair even down there.
Whoa.
And I think to myself, welcome to puberty.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
I really hope my daughter heard that, because she thinks I'm an embarrassing parent.
That one.
Imagine that being your
that
dad.
That one might take the cake. All right, well,
wow.
Happy birthday.
Happy
welcome
birthday.
To puberty.
Happy
Who
birthday.
Gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Happy Friday. Happy Valentine's Day, JV Show. This is Anna, and I'm enjoying my morning coffee out of my chug mug. Thanks again for hosting the most fun Super Bowl party. And I cannot wait to see who's chugging today.
Oh, okay,
no. Love you guys.
Bye. Remind us, Anna.
Coming up 8:20.
Was she the one that had the chicken noodle soup?
Yeah, she was. She did have to chug.
Oh, no wonder she's, very interested in watching somebody else maybe chug that.
All right, let's go to the phones. Wildany for 9. Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Eliana, E.T., and Daphne.
And Daphne, hi.
Oh, hi, guys.
All right, well, happy Friday, you guys. You're going to be playing the JV Show Yup Nope game. I'm sure you know how this works. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Yeah, you just got to get 3 correct, and you win
tickets to see Jake Shane, at the Masonic.
Not Jane. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, now I do want to say this, because of course you guys can play as a team, but don't take too long deliberating, okay? Because you'll run out of time that way. So here's question number 1. What is the foliage of palm trees called?
Palm fronds.
Fronds.
On top of it. I like
it. Yeah. Did you know that, Selena?
No.
Okay. question number 2. How many meters are there in a kilometer?
Do you know, Daphne? Okay, 1,000.
Yep. Wow.
Right.
All right, let's see if you know this one. Andre 3000 and Big Boy, they were the founding members of what hip-hop duo?
Outkast.
I'm like randomly wearing an Outkast t-shirt right now, too.
Whoa, I just noticed that. What?
Yeah, Graham, I think you're a little psychic.
I am. Question number 4. You guys don't even need this one. You've already won the game, you smarty pants. All right, question 4. Whose crime was witnessed only by Cindy Lou Who?
Yep.
Cindy Lou Who was the only witness, and she totally narked on the Grinch.
I would too.
Like, dude, like, ease back. That's not your business.
Yeah.
That dude's trying to steal Christmas. Let him steal it.
Congratulations.
Yes. You got 4 for 4. And you just got tickets to see Jake Shane at the Masonic May 16th.
Woo! Happy Valentine's
Day.
You're welcome.
So
happy Valentine's Day, you guys. There's a lot happening this weekend. Do you guys have any plans?
Yeah. Do we have any plans, Daphne?
Yes. Yeah. I do. Over the weekend, I'm going to go far away to my family.
We're going to go visit some family far away.
I love how far are we talking?
Oh, Gilroy.
That is very far away.
Might as well be Addict Saint.
Might as well be Salinas.
I know. For real. All right. Well, you guys have an amazing weekend. Hang on there for the winning. Graham, we got some shout outs.
Yeah, a lot of DMs, a lot of DMs. So buckle up. I got one says, hey, Graham, just a wife sliding through your DMs. Wanted to wish my wonderful husband, Kevin, a very happy birthday. This will be the first time celebrating our birthdays as a married couple. I hope he has a wonderful day. That's from his wife, Natalia. So happy birthday, Kevin.
Who gives a fart?
And congrats on the wedding. Another one. Hey, Graham, can I do a shout out to all the single people out there?
Duh.
Yeah. Do we want to do that?
Yes.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day, all the single people. And that's from Angelica, but really.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. True. Good morning, Graham. If it's not too late to ask, would you mind giving a shout out to my man, Caesar, and my daughter, Valeria, and son, Junior, for me? I want to wish them a happy Valentine's Day to the loves of my life. Thanks. And that's from Mom Maria. So happy Valentine's Day, you guys.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham. Happy birthday to our baby girl, Aria. Happy sixth birthday. You've been such a huge blessing. You're such a smart, caring, and beautiful little girl. Mommy, Daddy, and Sissy love you so much. Have a wonderful day at school. And that's from Mom Serena. So happy birthday, Aria.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham. Mom and seven-year-old sister in your DMs. That might get me arrested. Little sister Harper wanted to write a birthday message for her big bro, Landon, who turned 17 on Valentine's Day. She hopes you can give him a shout out. So here it goes. Landon, you are the best brother in the world. Thank you for always playing with me. I especially love playing Minecraft with you. Happy Valentine's Day and happy birthday. I love you. Love your sister, Harper. Oh, that's so sweet. Happy birthday, Landon.
Who gives a fart?
That's true. Another one. Hey, Graham, wife sliding in your DMs. Wanted to ask if you could please greet my husband. Happy 10-year anniversary. His name is Joe Salinas. I know. Who gets married on Valentine's Day? That's us. She says they have been married a decade. They got a daughter, blah, blah, blah. There's a long one. Sorry. I love Michelle, Michaela, Buster, and Chime. So happy anniversary, you lovebirds.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Another one. Hey, Graham, I'd like to give a birthday shout out to my son, Santiago. He's turning 8 years old on Valentine's Day. We listen to you guys every day. We love you, Santiago. Hope you feel very special on your special day. Happy 8th birthday. Love Mommy, Papa, and the boys. Woo! Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, I'm hoping to get a shout out tomorrow. That's today as Marlo, the Wonder Dog, and I listen every morning on our way to work. Marlo is turning 2 years old on Saturday, and she went on to describe what makes Marlo a Wonder Dog. He's gone through a lot of very difficult, challenging medical conditions in his life. So happy birthday to Marlo. And that's from Mom Amy. Aww. So happy birthday, Marlo.
Who gives a fart?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
What's up, JV Show? I want to say happy Valentine's Day to everybody and remind you that it's Valentine's Day, not Valentine's Day. If you use an M at the end, you're probably single.
That's a good point. Does it bug you when people say Valentine's Day?
Yes, it does. Don't do that.
A JV Show commercial free on Wild.
That was not supposed to be there.
Hello.
Well, let's play this talk back instead.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nancy. Happy Friday to you guys. I just wanted to say happy Valentine's Day to you guys. Thank you for getting me through another week, and I cannot wait to see who's going to chug on the chug wheel. Love you guys. Bye.
We don't need that chug energy.
I can't wait to see who chugs as long as it's not me.
Me too. I'm manifesting Jess.
Wow. I'm manifesting anyone but me. I did a shoey last week.
That's a good point. So did I.
Yeah, I'm still manifesting Graham.
What?
Yeah.
Stop!
Anyways, that's going to be 8:20. We'll find out who is chugging, if anyone.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Kanye West and Bianca splitting up.
Oh, no.
There is all these reports that they are heading towards a divorce. They've been married since January 2023. That's when they supposedly had their secret wedding ceremony. According to sources, both sides have reached out to divorce attorneys. So it is only a matter of time. As for what went wrong, besides everything.
How long is that? How much time do the lawyers have to listen to that? They're getting charged by the hour.
I think there was a lot that went wrong.
Yes.
But the last straw, according to reports, was the swastika t-shirts.
And the anti-Semitic things
that Kanye was saying on X. That was the last straw because Bianca's like, that's not who I am. I cannot be associated with somebody like this or married to somebody like this.
Thank you. I mean, you have to hit your breaking point. I think most of us would have hit it a long, 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 little time ago as we listened to nightly five-hour rants.
Yeah.
But once it hits that point, and it already did hit that point, that's the thing. Like, he's exhibited this behavior in the past. Once it hits us again and again and shows you that, like, this is probably who he is, what he actually thinks, I don't know. You got
to
get out of there.
And then there was a lot of talk of her of Kanye forcing her to do things like the Grammy stunt, being naked on the red carpet. Yesterday, Kanye quickly posted like the definition of coercion, but then deleted it, which is kind of weird.
Very cryptic.
He posted like, an AI overview saying coercion is the act of forcing someone to do something against their will through threats or intimidation. It can involve physical harm, psychological abuse, extortion, blackmail, or, assault.
Do you think he's implying that people coerced her to try to divorce him and break up with him?
No.
I think he's trying to fight the claims that he's coercing her.
Which... But it is what it is. We already...
I don't know. I kind of wonder if it's the first thing. Like, her family are like, you have to get out. You have to divorce this guy.
Now, do you guys believe it, though? Do you think that
That they're splitting up?
Yeah. Because I kind of don't.
I think they're done.
I do.
I think we're expecting to see them together in the future, unfortunately.
All right. Lock that in for the prediction journal. One more thing on Kanye West. He's got some sex tape drama going on. Ooh. There is like a sex tape broker who posted this.
Is that what their business card says?
I don't know his actual title, but here's what he posted. He said, remember that sex tape I helped take off the market for you in 2012 with that hooker in Vegas? Well, this Jew didn't forget. Apparently he did him a favor and keep it quiet and stuff because it was him in like, a random hotel room with, some random lady. But after everything that Kanye's been saying on social media and selling the t-shirts, he's like, you know what? I'm through. I'm going to put this back up on the market. It's going to be seen. He posted a screenshot of it. It's Kanye shirtless on a bed. And he was talking about Kanye's lackluster performance. The size.
Free the tape. Free the tape.
So we might be hearing a little more about this, in the next few weeks, I think.
That or he's just using the opportunity to extort some money out of him.
Or that. I guess this thing was going for like $250,000.
The price just got more expensive. Once that more people find out about it.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, if you're coming to the city this weekend, here is your official warning. Let me get the official warning sound effect because this is serious. Streets are going to be closed all over the place and at varying times, so check your plans and then double check your plans. We have the NBA All-Star Weekend events and the Chinese New Year Parade. Mm-hmm. They're both happening this weekend, so it's going to be a little tricky getting around, but don't let that deter you from coming into the city and having some fun this weekend, particularly because the rain is done, so you can have a beautiful weekend here in the city. All right, there's going to be closures for streets near Chase Center as well as along the parade route. The parade starts at 5 p.m. tomorrow, so look out along that entire route. And then a few hours after the parade starts, that's when the slam dunk and three-point contests are going to be taking place at Chase Center. So there's going to be a bunch of streets closed around Chase Center as well. And then also near Moscone Center, there's other All-Star weekend festivities that are happening there today and on Sunday. So basically each day, it's like a Tetris of street closures. So you really need to look out for that. I can't really list all of them here because there's just a bunch of them.
Just follow the signs.
You need to be aware. Now, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors is like, look, we get it. There's a lot of people going to be in the city and a lot of street closures, and we need to help people get around. So public transportation in San Francisco, it's free this weekend, all weekend long. They're shelling out close to $300,000 in city funds to cover free transit rides. This is going to be all Saturday and all day Sunday. So you don't need to tap your Clipper card. You're good to go. Just hop on and ride. That'll help make things, getting around the city a little easier.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Amanda from Napa, and I just want to say happy Friday to you guys, but I also wanted to give a shout out to the mister on Valentine's Day. I know typically it's all about the ladies and the wives, and I just wanted him to know that I'm going to be spoiling him rotten this entire weekend, and we're playing that fun card game where it's like he gets to pick and choose, so this morning he's having chorizo tacos. I love you, honey. You're the best.
Chorizo tacos. I think I would like some of that.
Is that a euphemism for something? The fun card game, I thought, was more of a, like you draw a card and it's like, this is what we get to do.
The position. Like,
yeah. That's the fun card game that I'm thinking about. Which one just makes you eat delicious food?
I don't know. I like the food one better.
Yeah, me too.
I think I'd rather have that one. All right.
Hey, good morning, JB Show. Happy Valentine's Day. Enjoy your night today, Jeff and Selena. Good luck getting seated on time. Good luck getting your food. And be careful, as all of the workers are probably tired and pissed off, so they're probably going to do something to your food, too. So have fun, but good luck.
Oh, my God. Why are you negative?
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. God. Yeah.
That's clearly someone who does not enjoy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but they're just stating facts. Like, restaurant workers, like, we're tired that night. We're, like, sick of this. Oh, we get it. You're here for Valentine's Day. And then, yeah, we're going to spit your burger.
I'll just drink extra alcohol so that it, like, burns off.
Yeah, I've had worse in my mouth, like Jess's shoe.
That's a good point.
If I can drink out of Jess's shoe, I feel like I can eat anything.
That's a good point. Yeah, you're right.
You know? All right. By the way, Chug Wheel coming up 8:20.
Woohoo!
Crazy Cash coming up in a few minutes. Graham, what do you have?
All right, this outrage has been sparked. Okay. Let's put it this way. I never really know when you read something like, everyone's outraged. Is everyone outraged?
No, I just like to say that sometimes. It makes it seem like a bigger deal than it really is.
Well, I'll let you decide if you guys are outraged by this or not, because somebody posted a video online of the card section at a store. I don't know what store. And the section was for work wife and work husband cards. And there was a bunch of different Valentine's Day cards meant to give to your work husband or your work wife. Now, a lot of people in the comments of this video, they were outraged. One person said, if someone gave one of these to my husband, their house would be on fire. And the cards, you guys, they were kind of cute. One of them, you know, says work wife, work husband. They've got a bunch of hearts on them. And it says, I finally found somebody just as inappropriate as me. And they're kind of like cute and funny.
What? Okay. I don't want my man being inappropriate with somebody at work.
I think that was the sentiment. Another person said, my husband would be forced to quit his job and then forced to quit breathing, actually, if they gave this card out. Someone else said, I hate this to my core. What an insanely inappropriate concept. Another person said, office work husband is just a decorative term for an office affair. There's nothing that's good about this concept.
Not always.
A lot of the times.
Now let's...
Not always.
Now let's unpack this. Ladies, would you be outraged if your man gave one of these cards to his work wife, or if his work wife gave one of these cards to him on Valentine's Day?
1,000% yes. Like, I'm feeling the rage right now, and it hasn't even happened.
Okay, but back to Selena.
And we're going to go home and take it out on them.
You said not always. You were the one defending the work.
I said not always because me and JV would be like, work husband, work wife. It wasn't anything romantic. It wasn't an affair. And I think it's only okay if you are single. If you're in a relationship, you're married, it is highly disrespectful to have a work anything.
I think you're right. One person's comment said, the only context this is cute is for two people who aren't married and just have a crush at work, and calling them work husband is a joke or being flirty.
Yes.
In all other contexts, it's gross. I'm with you guys on this one. Yeah. I would be not happy if some dude gave my wife, hey, you're my work wife, happy Valentine's Day, and whatever little comment on there.
Nope.
I'm burning my own house down. No, wait. I got to go burn that guy's house down.
Yeah, not yours.
Either way, I'm burning something down because I'm pissed.
Yeah. They're a job site so that they have to work from home and not see each other anymore.
Now, what if this is you giving your card, like you consider, Selena, you could consider Jess your work wife. Like, oh my God, we're work wives. Maybe that's what these cards are intended for.
I don't think so either.
But I can't picture my man going to the card section and being like, yeah, let me get one for Jess and let me get one for my work wife.
I think that would be the thing that would really piss ladies off the most, is like that their man, who puts in very little effort on anything at all, is putting in some effort to go out of their way to get a card or get anything for their work wife. That's the thing, regardless of what the card says.
I wonder if they've sold any of these.
I bet they have.
Or if it was just to like get people's feathers all ruffled up.
I kind of think it's funny. I think it's kind of funny. But
it's funny because it ain't happening to you.
It better not be.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
A lot of shout outs.
Good morning, JV family. This is Adam from San Jose. Just want to wish my wifey, Rosa, a happy Valentine's. I love you. And to my kids, Jonathan, Xavier, Nathaniel, Michaela, I love you guys so much. We'll have some fun later. Later, everybody.
Nice. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, JV Show. This is Gabby. Cece. Andre. And we just wanted to wish our parents, Mom, Donna and Mark, a happy Valentine's Day. We love you.
We love you.
Oh, that was so sweet.
Happy Valentine's Day, Donna and Mark.
I love how they were still going to say, our parents, Mom and Dad. Took them a minute, but happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Graham, do we have another shout out?
Somebody slid into my DMs. This is actually, I missed it yesterday, so this is a bit of a belated one. It says, we want to wish our daughter Lola a happy half birthday. Yes. Half birthday, which was yesterday. They celebrate this at school because her and other kids' birthdays are in the summer, so they're not at school. She's 10 and a half. Lola listens to the JV show every day on her way to school and loves every minute. Happy half birthday, Lola. That's from Mom and Dad, and we love you. Half birthday.
I didn't know we did half birthday.
We've done a couple lately.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Don't let it become a thing.
Well, 94.9, hi, who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Daniela.
Hi, Daniela. Caller 20! You just got a pair of 2-day Jenner admission tickets to check out Rolling Loud.
Oh, my God. That's going to be so fun.
But not just that. Now you get to play our game.
Yeah, hopefully you can stick around for a few minutes because we're going to get to the Chug Wheel game, and we need your assistance if that's not too much to ask.
I can do that. All right, perfect.
So this is our game where, this week we did it amongst ourselves. Last week we had Jess out on the street. She asked a random person 8 questions. For today's edition, Graham asked me 8 questions.
Because it was pouring rain yesterday. I didn't want to send Jess out to the street.
So we're going to go through each question one by one. We're going to stop down. And if you can guess my answers, Daniela, you got to get, are we doing 4 or 5, Graham?
4.
If you can get 4 correct, you win the game. We're going to have to draw names. One of us spin in the chug wheel, and we chug in. Okay? And you're also going to get a JV Show chug mug. Graham, what's some of the stuff on the chug wheel for today?
All right, on today's chug wheel, we've got chicken bone broth, tonic water, lemon juice, a bean sprout water, the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day, and it is, again, a chicken noodle. I checked with the chef. We have a new spot on the wheel this morning for some sake. Hope you guys like sake.
And that's a good one.
Pickle juice, amongst probably a few other things up there.
All right, Daniela, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's get to it. Here is the first question.
What Super Bowl halftime show did you like better, Kendrick's or Rihanna's?
All right, what do you think I said?
Ooh, I think Selena would have said Rihanna.
Kendrick.
Oh, no.
I thought you were going to say that too, Selena, but I know those are probably neck and neck for you.
They're pretty close. I really, really did like Rihanna, but after the Kendrick one and learning more about it and everything, it did really grow on me. It was just so powerful.
Agreed.
Next question. No.
Fill in the blank. Doctor. What do you think Selena said? Doctor.
Maybe she would have said Dr. Seuss.
Seuss?
Oh, my God. Wow.
Dr. Seuss. How do you guys not say Dr. Dre or Dr. Pepper or Dr. Seuss? What?
No.
Honestly, thank God you said Dr. Seuss. I would have felt so
Dr. Seuss. All right. You guys are super cool, by the way. Super
cool. God. We're like synced up right now, which is not a good thing for today.
Your cycles are synced.
Oh, no. Are we cycle sisters? Right. I think we are.
Let's go to the next question. In a life or death situation, who would you save, Jess or your dog? You can only save one.
Who do you think I said?
Oh, my God. Jess.
Oh, my dog, obviously.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Why is that a shock to everyone? Because I think you would save your pet, too.
Yeah, I would, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd save him. Sorry, right. Jess.
Wow. All right, Daniela, you have 1 point
Two incorrect.
Next question.
Have you gotten more or less than 4 speeding tickets in your life?
Ooh, what do you think I said?
Ooh, I think you said less.
Probably more.
That was a no-brainer, Danielle.
I thought that was obvious. I should have known.
What do you, Selena, if you could ballpark it for us real quick, what do you think?
I'm going to guess 7.
But between 5 and 10, for sure.
That's a pretty big range.
And one of them wasn't even in my name. It was in my sister's. Remember, I lied to the officer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Maybe that one doesn't count. We'll just knock that off the list.
That does count.
No, it doesn't.
All right, next question. What would you rate yourself on looks on a scale of 1 to 10? Danielle, what do you think Selena said? What does she rate herself on looks on a scale of 1 to 10?
I would say like 11, 12.
Oh, my God. So here's my answer. 6.
Selena, why did you say a six? That makes my heart hurt.
I'm very critical of myself and the way I look.
No.
And we shouldn't be like that. But, I mean, I'm open about my insecurities.
Right
I can't change my answers.
I mean, I would have said 7. Just kidding. No. Oh, Selena, wow. Come on. You need to be saying 10 about yourself. You need that. Come on. That makes me sad on the inside.
Well, maybe after I get some lip filler and a micro BBL and a tummy tug, we'll come back. We'll circle back.
Now, Daniela, the pressure is on because you've gotten 4 incorrect thus far, which means in order to get one of us to chug, you've got to get the next 3 questions correct.
All right.
Okay.
Here's the next question.
If you were guaranteed to make $25,000 a month, would you show it all on OnlyFans?
What do you think Selena said? Would she show it all on OnlyFans if a guaranteed income was $25,000 a month?
Yes. I mean,
no. Oh my God. What is that? That's what you think of me? Wow.
She said no.
If
you're going
to show it for $25,000, I need at least a couple hundred.
A month? I would.
You would for just $25,000
a month?
For $25,000, I would do it.
Wait, everything?
Everything.
A month, though?
25 Maybe. Grand a month. Every 4 months, you have 100 grand.
No, 25? I'm good. That's not enough.
What are you talking about?
I may be a 6, but I'm worth more than that.
Wow. Okay, Danielle, unfortunately, that's the end of the road for you.
Yes!
No one will be chugging this morning. Oh, a lot of disappointed Bay Area people in the Bay Area right now.
But happy Valentine's Day, guys.
I know. Hey, look, you still got your Rolling Loud tickets.
Yeah, you do.
Yes. We're giving you a chug mug.
Yeah, we are.
So congratulations. Thank you so much for playing along. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. Likewise.
All right. Hang on there. Who was going to draw? Was it your turn, Graham?
Was going to be me.
Can you do a draw just to see who would have had?
I can. And it would have been me.
Yes.
So thank you, Daniela. Thank you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
What?
Love is Blind.
Oh, my God. Today's the day.
Oh, drops today.
Out.
I know what I'm doing tonight.
What?
We're not watching that.
I know.
Yeah, we're not.
Of course not.
But maybe tomorrow night.
Yes. All right. It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Friday. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Charlotte from Houston, Texas. What up? Just wanted to wish you guys a wonderful Valentine's Day. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Never change. I love the way you guys are. You don't need no lip filler, no nothing. You're perfect.
That was mostly a joke, but I don't know. I'm considering it, but thank you.
Okay, two things there. One, thank you so much for listening She said Houston, Texas, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I just pulled the data, and we are JV Show's number one in Houston, Texas,
Woo!
So that's huge.
All because of you. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much. And her second comment about you don't need no lip filler, that was to Selena, because during our Chug Mug game, one of the questions to Selena was, what would you rate yourself on looks on a scale of 1 to 10? And she said 6. And a piece of us, everybody listening, felt hurt on the inside, mm-hmm. Selena.
Is 6
And you
that
said,
bad?
Well, maybe I would feel higher on that ranking if I had lip filler and blah, blah, blah. And all of us collectively in our heads, and I know we're not supposed to say that if it's a procedure that somebody wants, but we all collectively said, you don't need that, Selena. You're beautiful.
Wow, that was really creepy. I think I'm going to have to go to HR.
Yeah.
But tell you, that's what we all collectively were thinking when you were saying stuff like that. And that,
Thank you to everyone.
Hurt on the inside.
Except for Graham, because it is weird coming from you, although
it's
I
get Valentine's
what you're
Day.
Saying. I know, that's what makes it even more creepy.
That's Jess, could you take that out of the podcast?
Ooh, I don't know. I might have to keep it in there.
For evidence. Just bleep it.
Could you bleep it?
Okay, I'll do my case against you for HR purposes. All right, well, but thank you, everybody. I do know what you're trying to say. Thank you, Graham. All right, so being single on Valentine's Day, not necessarily a bad thing.
No, but singles, listen up. This is the place where apparently all the singles are going to be hanging out tonight. So the gym is where you need to be at.
On Valentine's Day night?
Yes, I have seen multiple people, like people that I actually know, on posting to social media and random people on TikTok too, that they're going to go to the gym on Valentine's Day because they'll know that the people that are there are also single. So it's a good way to not only work on yourself, self-love, but also possibly, meet somebody else.
Grab them and hop in the steam room
real
quick.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Let the good times roll.
Ooh. So what do you guys think, though, about meeting somebody at the gym?
I feel like normally, mm-hmm. any other instance, I don't like it. It's very, I'm just speaking for me.
Okay.
I don't want to be approached. I don't want to be looked at. I don't even want you to know that I exist while I'm at the gym.
I think that's the majority of people share that opinion.
However, if it's like a known thing that everyone going there mm-hmm. is going because they're single and they know everyone else there is single, tonight might be the exception.
And everyone there is just doing that one leg machine where your legs open.
Oh, yeah.
There's just like a huge line for that machine.
Too.
Yeah, and then the hip thrust yeah. with the bar. Everyone's just doing those exercises today.
Yeah.
You know that.
Show off their best moves.
Right. Like, clearly I'm single, so watch this leg spreader thing. Watch this. That's the most ridiculous piece of gym equipment ever invented, by the way.
Works
for what?
For the glutes. Hello.
Yeah.
If you want a shelf of a booty, that's what you
need
to do.
Come on, look at Graham.
I don't think that's the thing that's getting flexed there. When you're,
it is.
When you're flexing that, something else is flexing.
But
anyway, look, I'm with Selena. I don't think most people and most ladies, I'm speaking for most ladies, I don't know if I can do that, but I don't think you want to be approached at the gym. Unless a guy's super, super hot, of course. But I don't think you want to
be. Yeah, it depends what they look like.
I don't think you want to be approached there. But on Valentine's Day, I think this is your one sort of, there's an asterisk here. There's an exception.
Yeah. Because I think on any other day, you have to play the long game. Like, it has to be a gradual thing.
What's the long game?
That's something you do in the sauna.
Yeah. Later.
I think your best hope, if you do want to meet somebody at the gym, your best hope is that you run into them in the real world. And then you can say, hey, I always see you at the gym, right? Because you can't go up to them and talk to them at the gym.
You have to stop them.
Right.
Yeah, follow them to their car, see where
find out where they like to hang out.
And then you follow them to everywhere else.
Sometimes you have to dig through their trash for a while to find like bills and receipts from restaurants that
they go
to.
They're into.
And then you just hang out at that restaurant for a long time, hoping that they come in and they bump into them and you're like, hey, I always see you at the gym. Nice to finally meet you.
Yep.
Want to go play the long game in the sauna?
That sounds like a great
plan. A love story. That's how it goes.
We're idiots.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eddie Seth from Wanna Creek. Happy Friday. Woo-hoo. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you guys and your partners. Can I give a shout out to the best daddy in the world, Matt Daddy? You are the best, and my life has changed for the better after meeting you. And I thank God for you. So, and he will be bowling at a bowling tournament this weekend in Daly City. So, good luck to you, Matt Daddy.
Good luck.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's to you guys. How would you feel about spending your Valentine's Day at a bowling tournament in Daly City? Because I can think of nothing better.
No, and it's All-Star Weekend. I'm not going to
not
a bowling tournament.
Me.
Sorry.
Oh,
sorry, Matt Daddy.
Hey, but good luck to you. Yeah. Have fun.
Knock those pins over.
Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Graham, you have to go to JV Morning Show. That's our Instagram. If you don't know, make sure you give us a follow. Check out our story because Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco, they did a photo shoot together for Interview Magazine, and the photos are so ridiculous. And disturbing. I honestly, when Jess showed me this morning, I thought it was AI. She's like, no, this is a real photo shoot.
But it's like, they're so bad, but you also can't look away.
And the one with her feet on his face.
I can't. Ew. I just thought the hair is what I'm looking
See,
at.
See the hair? I didn't. Look, I'm not hair shaming.
You are.
But and I'm not. He's just as hairy as I thought he was, is all I'm going to say.
A lot of shoulder hair.
Which means it's on the back, too.
And the front. Everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's all down.
The more pictures I see of them, though, the more I see it. I see it somehow. I don't know. I feel like they're going to last forever because they seem like
they're like the same person.
They look like siblings.
Yeah.
They kind of do a little bit. Look at that first picture.
That's what I'm seeing.
They kind of do look like siblings.
A little bit.
Just imagine Selena Gomez with a lot more body hair, and I could totally see it.
All right, check out those photos, JV Morning Show.
They are kind of funny, though, right?
I honestly love them as a couple. They've really grown on me. Look, I'm still not a fan of the shoulder/back hair, and you know, it's funny to laugh at them, but I do like them together.
They seem like a good match.
Yeah. Also, for those who haven't heard yet, Selena Gomez, she's unretiring from music, and she and Benny Blanco have an album coming out together that's going to be dropping March 21st.
Nice.
Now, Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, they are ready for a showdown in court. We already know this whole mess is going to trial. There is a date set for March of 2026, but you know, before it gets like there are other ways to find a solution. They were offered mediation. You know, maybe we can settle this whole thing outside the court.
They should.
Well, they both opted out.
What?
Their attorneys yesterday argued that engaging in settlement talks at this point would just be inappropriate and premature. Like, they want this to go to trial. And so do I.
Yeah, me too.
I want to see it. unravel in trial.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, for the entertainment, we do.
Yes.
But don't you think at the end of the day, there is mediation that could work where there is no, the settlement talk is not monetary. They settle because they just both apologize to it. We both did stuff that was messed up. Let's just sit back and laugh on this giant pile of cash that we made on this movie that made it a lot of money
and just move on
and not never work together again. Like, there's your, there's the outcome, right?
Well, they don't want that. So.
Wow.
It's going to get
Some people hold a grudge. Yeah. Some people hold a grudge.
Also, I thought this was kind of interesting. Colleen Hoover, she's the author of It Ends With Us. You know, it was a book before it was a film. She wrote an entire series. She reactivated her Instagram after being gone for a while following all this drama. And she's wiped her page clean of anything having to do with Blake Lively or Justin Baldoni. Even promo for the film, if it had them in it, it's gone.
Interesting.
That was a little interesting. Graham, what do you have?
All right, a major, major dry spell has just been broken, you guys.
Yes.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Happy for
you,
Graham.
The city of Las Vegas recorded its first drops of rain in the last 214 days, and they didn't get much, just 0.01 of an inch, which isn't much. That's a hundredth of an inch. It's just that's just slightly more than the drizzle from an old man's wet sneeze. But again, the dry spell is over. This is only the second time in the last 88 years that Las Vegas has experienced 200 days or more without rain, according to the National Weather Service. The last time rain fell over Las Vegas was 7 months ago on July 13th. That's a little summer, a little summer monsoon storm. The longest stretch with no measurable rain stands at 240 days in Vegas, and that was a record that was set in 2020. That's one hell of a dry spell, 240 days. They say the winter there has been unusually warm and dry for the region, which is not good because basically all of southern Nevada and most of the state currently in the grips of what they call extreme drought. They are going to get a little bit more rain over the next couple days, as I think the storm that just came through here is the one that may be dropping some rain there, but I got to check my weather maps and charts. But they might get as much as almost 1 inch of rain over the next day or two. So,
well, I get that they need it, but sucks for them. It's Valentine's weekend. I don't want that. We don't have any rain here, do we?
Just a few sprinkles today, but that's about it.
That's it.
Remember when you went to Vegas, Selena, it was like flooding and the streets were full of water everywhere? And then they just went totally dry after that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Wow. Interesting.
Maybe you should go back.
You should. You should go back there. Help the farmers out there. There's no farmers in Vegas, are there?
I don't know. I don't think so.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV family. This is Luis from Houston. Just want to wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day. Also to Selena, Jess, and Graham. Happy Valentine's Day to you as well. And it hurt me to hear Selena say that number. And honestly, we're all a 10. And because we're Wild 94.9 listeners too. So we are definitely a 10. Have a good day.
Yay!
Totally agree with that. Thank you for listening from Houston. We checked earlier, JV Show number one in Houston.
Woo!
Which is great news.
Thank you so much.
If you missed it, he was talking about an answer from our Chug Wheel game earlier. If you want to go back and podcast that, that'll make a little more sense.
Yes.
You should podcast that. JV Show podcast number one also.
Yeah, add it to your presets as well on that new and improved iHeartRadio app.
Morning, JV Show. Happy Valentine's Day. For me, it's just a regular day. The guy I'm seeing, he doesn't celebrate Valentine's Day because it was the day a family member got into a serious accident. And it's an anniversary of that accident every year. So he doesn't see Valentine's Day. So would you date someone if they don't celebrate that?
Oh my God, that's a really tough situation.
That's a good question. Let's go around the room. Selena, would you date somebody that says, nope, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. It reminds me of something really terrible.
It wouldn't be a deal breaker because you can't argue with somebody's grief.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But it would hurt me. And look, if I'm being honest, I could feel the pain in your voice. That's just a conversation that you have to have. If it's something that means a lot to you, I mean, I feel like he should do something, even like the smallest things.
That's
mean a lot to people.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Well, before I give my opinion, Jess, could you date somebody that says, I don't celebrate. I don't care if you like Valentine's. I don't celebrate it because it reminds me of something awful.
If it's because of something awful, then yes, I could still date them because we can find a different date to celebrate.
But what if, I guess I'm, Selena, to your point, like if it's something that I knew, look, let's just say I think Valentine's Day is the worst day and it reminds me of something awful and tragic that happened and it's not something that I feel strongly about celebrating. But if I started dating my wife and she was like, I love Valentine's Day, it's such an important day for me,
I would change the way that I look. I'm going to be sad on the inside, and it's not still not going to be a day for me. Right. But I'm still going to do something. I would want to do something for her
because
I know
that because
I know it's important to her.
That's exactly. A good point.
Anyway,
it's just a conversation that has. I don't think break up, but
right.
definitely talk to him about yeah. how you're feeling. And thank you for that talk back. Don't you love the talk back, Mike, on the iHeart app? You can weigh
best.
In about anything. You can leave us questions. Hey, we give great advice if I do say so myself.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes. Usually great. Not, but I feel like today I've given some spectacular advice.
Yeah, you've been on it.
Did you guys see the Jordan brand drone show?
Yes.
Over the bay? So I saw a picture of like the jump man next to the Bay Bridge. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And I reposted it to my story. I didn't even know what it was. And then I found out this morning that Jordan's did.
I didn't even know what it was. So I just decided to repost it.
I just thought it looked cool. They did a whole drone show where they have the jump man there. Mm-hmm. And
Dude.
Then they have some ones. And they got the 23. It is. So go to JB Morning Show. We have some of this on our Instagram story. Isn't that cool? Obviously for All-Star Weekend.
Well, how come we didn't know this was happening?
Yeah. I wish we would have known that. I would have loved to driven by and seen it.
Yeah. When I saw pictures, I had no idea it was drones. I thought it was like some edited
AI.
Picture.
Like with that.
Me too.
I think everything's AI these days.
I know. But the stuff that they do with these drone shows, can
Isn't
we
cool?
all collectively agree once and for all that drone shows are better than firework shows?
Yeah, no.
I know
yes.
we're clinging to firework shows because I feel like it's a part of our history and we're used to doing it on 4th of July and whatever and other holidays. But like the drone shows are better.
They I do, would rather see a drone show.
They do cooler stuff. And this, yeah. like, this Nike shoe that they did, this pair of Jordans, like, how yeah. did they? Wow.
Yeah. So, JV Morning Show, if you want to check that out.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV family. This is Luis from Houston. Just want to wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day. Also to Selena, Jess, and Graham, happy Valentine's Day to you as well. And it hurt me to hear Selena say that number. And honestly, we're all a 10. And because we're Wild 94.9 listeners too. So we are definitely a 10. Have a good day.
Yay!
Totally Woo! Agree with that. Thank you for listening from Houston. We checked earlier. Uh-huh. JV Show number one in Houston.
Woo!
Which
Woo!
Is great news.
Thank you so much.
If you missed it, he was talking about an answer from our Chug Wheel game earlier. If you want to go back and podcast that, that'll make a little more sense.
Yes.
You should podcast that. JV Show podcast number one also.
Yeah, add it to your presets
yep.
as well on that new and improved iHeartRadio app.
Morning, JV Show. Happy Valentine's Day. For me, it's just a regular day. The guy I'm seeing, he doesn't celebrate Valentine's Day because it was the day a family member got into a serious accident. And it's an anniversary of that accident every year. So he doesn't see Valentine's Day. So would you date someone if they don't celebrate that?
Oh, that's a really tough situation.
That's a good question. Let's go around the room. Selena, would you date somebody that says, nope, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. It reminds me of something really terrible.
It wouldn't be a deal breaker because you can't argue with somebody's grief.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But it would hurt me. And look, if I'm being honest, I could feel the pain in your voice. That's just a conversation that you have to have. If it's something that means a lot to you, I mean, I feel like he should do something, even like the smallest things.
That's
mean a lot to people.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Well, before I give my opinion, Jess, could you date somebody that says, I don't celebrate, I don't care if you like Valentine's, I don't celebrate it because it reminds me of something awful.
If it's because of something awful, then yes, I could still date them because we can find a different date to celebrate.
But what if, I guess I'm, Selena, to your point, like if it's something that I knew, look, let's just say I think Valentine's Day is the worst day and it reminds me of something awful and tragic that happened and it's not something that I feel strongly about celebrating. But if I started dating my wife and she was like, I love Valentine's Day, it's such an important day for me, I would change the way that I, look, I'm going to be sad on the inside and it's not still not going to be a day for me,
right.
but I'm still going to do something. I would want to do something for her
because
I know
that
because I know it's important to her.
That's exactly.
Anyway,
it's just a conversation that has. I don't think break up, but
right.
definitely talk to him about yeah. how you're feeling. And thank you for that talk back. Don't you love the talk back, Mike, on the iHeart app? You can
it's
weigh
best.
In about anything. You can leave us questions. Hey, we give great advice if I do say so myself.
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Usually
great.
Not, but I feel
yeah,
like I feel like today I've given some spectacular advice.
Yeah, you've been on it.
Did you guys see the Jordan brand drone show?
Yes.
Over the bay? So I saw a picture of like like the jump man next to the Bay Bridge. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And I reposted it to my story. I didn't even know what it was. And then I found out this morning that Jordan's did.
I didn't even know what it was. So I just decided to repost it.
I just thought it looked cool. They did a whole drone show where they have the jump man there. Mm-hmm. And then they have some ones. And they got the 23. It is. So go to JB Morning Show. We have some of this on our Instagram story. Isn't that cool? Obviously for All-Star Weekend.
Well, how come we didn't know this was happening?
Yeah. I wish we would have known that. I would have loved to driven by and seen it.
Yeah. When I saw pictures, I had no idea it was drones. I thought it was like some edited
AI.
Picture.
Like with that.
Me too.
I think everything's AI these days.
I know. But the stuff that they do with these drone shows. Can Isn't we cool? all collectively agree once and for all that drone shows are better than firework shows?
Yeah. No.
I know
yes.
we're clinging to firework shows because I feel like it's a part of our history and we're used to doing it on 4th of July and whatever and other holidays. But like the drone shows are better.
I would rather see a drone show.
They do cooler stuff. And this this Nike shoe that they did, this pair of Jordans, did they? Wow.
Yeah. So JV Morning Show, if you want to check that out.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.